Now, we have clean and unclean flying creatures, that is, birds. And this, to me, is almost humorous here. These are they which ye shall have an abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They're an abomination. And now the names are given here. An eagle, and an ossifrage, an osprey, a vulture, kite, and so on. The names are given. There is no clear distinction other than this, that you'll notice the unclean birds. There are no really visible markers except one, I would say, and that is that they are unclean feeders. These are the unclean birds of Palestine, and they're in other places too. I think this is another point that reveals the Mosaic system was not only intended for the nation Israel of that day, but for the particular land of Palestine. It wasn't made for our day, and yet there are certain birds that they were told not to eat. They are around today. The ossifrage and the osprey, that's two birds. You know what they are? Would you know a ossifrage or a osprey if you saw one? Well, I didn't know until I started going down to Florida what an osprey is. And I found out down there the osprey is a pretty common bird. And he's a fish hawk, actually. An ossifrage, by the way, is a sea eagle. I never saw any of them, wouldn't know one of them, and I'm not sure I'd know an osprey. I know where Osprey Street is in Sarasota, and I found out there's an Osprey Street Avenue in about every place of any size in Florida. It's a very common bird, by the way. But I wouldn't know the bird. I, years ago, had a very fine neighbor, and he was a Seventh-day Adventist. He and I, frankly, had a lot of fun together. He was always going after me about eating pork and going after me about the Mosaic Law, of course, the Ten Commandments. And he was quite vocal at times about the observance of the Sabbath day and the law concerning this eating of pork. So I was studying this particular section here. So I, frankly, went over and looked him up at his home one evening. And I said, by the way, have you ever eaten an ossifrage or an osprey? Well, he said, I don't know. I don't think I have. He said, I wouldn't know one. I said, well, brother, you better find out what an osprey or an ossifrage is, because did you know that they're forbidden just like a pig is forbidden? And I said, you're pretty careful about not eating pork. Suppose I'd invite you over to my house and I'd put before you a baked ossifrage or a fried osprey and you didn't know what it was and you'd eat it. I said, did you know you'd be breaking the law? And I want to tell you that I had that brother going there for a while because he began to look up these two birds, found out they are forbidden here in Leviticus. And then he told me one day, he says, I want you to know I've looked up the osprey and the ossifrage, and I think now I'm on my guard. I'll not be eating those two. Well, I said, I'm glad to hear that. But I didn't go on with the others that are mentioned here. There's the vulture, the kite, the raven. The raven is what we call the crow today, certain kind of a crow, not old crow, by the way. And it's forbidden. There was a time in Texas they had so many crows they tried to make it popular to eat them, and some of the hotels served them. A friend of mine was invited to speak at a banquet, and he thought it was unusually strange meat. He said it was like chewing gum. He said the more he chewed it, the bigger it got. And he said, you know, he said, I didn't know what I was eating. Finally, he says, I leaned over to ask the toastmaster. I said, what in the world are they serving here in the banquet tonight? What is the meat that we have? Oh, he says, that's crow. And he said, that's all I needed to know. He said, I was so sick. I had to go outside of the building. In fact, I had to retire to the back of the building. He said, I was sick. Well, I wouldn't want to eat a raven. The Lord has certainly listed the birds I'd like to leave off my menu, but there are people that eat some of these. And today, whether you eat meat or don't eat meat, it doesn't make any difference. Meat won't command you to God. You just eat what you want. But the point is, it was teaching Israel, by the way, to make a distinction. And that's important. They had to make a decision, you see, about this. This one's clean, this is unclean. You have to make decisions today as a believer, by the way, about your conduct. You have to make a decision whether you accept Christ or not, whether you're going to study the Word of God, whether you're going to walk in the way that's well-pleasing to Him. All of this is here. Now we come to a section beginning at verse 20 to 23. We have clean and unclean creeping creatures. And you can leave all of these off my menu, but there are certain things you could eat. It says, all fowls that creep, going upon all fours, shall be an abomination unto you. And I certainly will go along with that. But there are some that they could eat. In verse 22, even these of them ye may eat, the locust after his kind, the ball locust after his kind, the beetle after his kind, the grasshopper after his kind. Now, there are those that consider that these are four different kinds of locusts, that the locust that's mentioned is just the regular species. Then the ball locust would be a regular species with a protuberance on his head, and then the beetle was a regular species with a protuberance with a tail. And the grasshopper is not really our species, but the locust species with a tail and without a protuberance. So that you probably have here four different kinds of locusts, and they were permitted to eat them. Now, again, if you're having me over for dinner, let's not have fried grasshoppers. Not that there's anything religiously or ceremonially wrong in eating them, but I don't care for them. God, though, says you can eat them if you want them. And these were the things that they were to be very careful of. Now we're told all other flying and creeping things which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you.